Time now for our community moment.
For our community moment this morning, we'll hear about the North Carolina Coastal Federation's Adopt an Oyster program with Kelly Bodie.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Ben. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. You know, when we saw this idea about the adopt a an oyster, I just love the whole idea. I thought, yes, yeah, so can I pick my oyster out?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, so tell us about the program.
So the Adopt an Oyster program was launched in support of the North Carolina Coastal Federation's 50 Million Oyster Initiative. Mm-hmm. This is a three-year initiative to restore 50 million oysters in North Carolina waters. But we wanted to involve donors, maybe first-time donors, younger donors, in an easy, accessible way. So the Adopt an Oyster program is a simple way to adopt a single oyster, a dozen oysters, or even a bushel. And the idea is that we'll give you updates about your oyster's experiences.
I like this whole idea. So how is this going to work now? You go online. Can you do it there, donate?
You can absolutely go online, nccoast.org/give, and there's a button right at the top there to bring you to all of our Adopt an Oyster options. There's also a form you can download if you want to send in a check instead. You take your quantity of oysters, and you tell us where you live. We have coastal restoration sites all up and down the coast, and we will send you updates during our restoration season. Four updates via text or email, according to your preference. They're short, quick, quirky updates about how your oyster is doing in the water.
I think that's wonderful. So, yeah, I want photos of graduation and everything. So,
wonderful.
So, but you know, the Oyster Restoration Project is really a serious and win-win project all the way around. When we restore those oyster beds, it cleans up the water, and we also get oysters. I mean, how do you go wrong?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely. So when you think about it, your dozen oysters, when they are adult oysters, that dozen that you adopted will filter 600 gallons of water a day. So you're right. It's a total win-win. It's good to clean our water, and it's good for our coastal economy.
Now, do you have oyster planting projects already planned out for the season?
We do. So we've already started a large oyster sanctuary project in the Pamlico Sound this year. Mm-hmm. So that is our largest program for this year. There are sites more central to Morehead City where we are using our oysters on our living shorelines. And those are very important projects, not only for the restoration of oysters, but also to prevent erosion. And then in our southeastern waters, we have more living shorelines as well around Morris Landing.
Okay, so again, the idea to get 50 million by when?
3 years. We have 3 years to restore 50 million oysters. That's
okay.
Right.
I think that's a wonderfully ambitious and a great idea here, too. So if people want to find out more, where do they go?
Ben, they can visit nccoast.org/give. Mm-hmm. The button for the Adopt an Oyster program is right at the top of the page.
Okay, nccoast.org/give. And there you go. That's how you adopt an oyster. Thanks, Kelly. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben.
Kelly Bodie joining us from the North Carolina Coastal Federation Adopt an Oyster program here. And you can name it.
What would you name your oyster?
Squirt.
I think that's perfect. I like it. I like it a lot.
If it had been a potato, I would name it Chip.
I like that, too. Yeah, that's smart. That's,
you know, corny, but, you know, it's early in the morning.
But that's
Friday.
You.
All right. More to come in a moment.